Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three on this Wednesday, August 28th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck or Randy Bishop here on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. One of the other items I wanted to discuss with you today is heading into Labor Day this coming Monday. We won't be on the air. We have a Labor Day show we'll be airing for you. Vicki and I are going to be busy and taking Labor Day off. And we have Jerry Stewart's program, The Love of Labor. It's a special show that he's put together, and we'll be airing it for you Monday from 9 to noon. Labor Day marks the end of summer. It marks basically getting back to work, getting back to school, getting back into the routine of things as we head into the fall. We love fall, the change of colors, the cooling temperatures. Not really excited about the leaves, but we deal with it, heading into the snow. But there's going to be a lot of Saturdays during the week, days, opportunities to get out and talk to people. Talk about the November 5th election coming up. Why is it important that you consider getting involved with your local county and doing some door knocking, talking to people, having conversations with people, educating, engaging with them, to see if you can possibly influence or motivate them to vote. Now, one of the things I think needs to happen is, without a doubt, we need to engage churches. If you go to a church that the pastor doesn't really want to discuss politics, he doesn't really want to discuss anything that's considered controversial, ask them a very simple question. Isn't religion controversial? You expect us to invite friends, neighbors to come to church. You ask us to engage them about coming to church, being involved in the church family. At the same time, you don't want to talk about politics. Well, that's a form of public engagement as well. So I got a very simple recommendation. This week, in any capacity, maybe it's Bible study tonight on Wednesday nights, maybe it's church on Sunday, ask your pastor, do you plan to allow any candidates that are running for political office to come and speak to the congregation, the members of the church? Do you plan to hold candidate forums, meet and greets, open the church up and allow people to come and meet candidates that are asking people to vote for them? If he says no, then tell them, you know what? I might need to find another church. This is how important this election is, folks. And if they're not registered to vote, if they're not engaged, if they don't know who to vote for, whose fault is that? Is that the pastor's? The priest? the person in charge of leading the flock. Now, you know, Pastor Chatfield, he obviously talks a lot about politics from the pulpit. His congregation, probably one of the most informed, politically speaking, churches in northern Michigan. Why isn't all of our churches like that? Well, you know, because they believe in the Bible and they believe in the afterworld that's coming. That we're here temporarily. And it's not really that important. It's not our mission to be engaged in politics. We're here for the Lord. I get that. I totally get it. But at the same time, you have a responsibility to the future, your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. The direction of the country, the direction of the state, the direction of your county. If you're a parent and you're listening to my voice right now, living in northern Michigan, do you want your children to stay here after they graduate, after they get their diploma, after you get their college degree? Do you want them to stay here in northern Michigan? I'm not saying stay in your house, but stay here in northern Michigan. Be close by. Watch them get married and have children and be able to have a close, regular, daily, weekly visit with them. If it is, then you have a decision to make things better for the communities, for them to be able to have opportunities to stay here. Technology is coming. Many of us now have high-speed internet. We have the ability to communicate. We have the ability to network. We have the ability to even educate. There is community college opportunities for these young people coming, where they don't even have to leave the house. They can take the classes online without even driving to the building. That's how advanced some of these community college programs are. Now, if you take advantage of that, perhaps then 2 years associate's degree at a community college, then you transfer to a university, a lot cheaper way to go to get a college education. Maybe you decide you want to do vocational training. You want to be a welder, an electrician, a plumber, a carpenter. There's all kinds of vocational training school opportunities out there as well. Some people choose to go in the military. Well, there's a lot of choices for the young people. But the bottom line is, do we want them to come back and live in our communities? Or are we going to accept the fact that once we raise them, once we get them educated, well, then they're out of here. They're going to live in another state. How often are you going to get to see them? How often are you going to get to see your kids, your grandkids, your great-grandkids? This all factors into your commitment to do something this November 5th. And one of the other things that you have to look at, folks, is this is not an election that you can sit out. This election is going to be huge. Turnout is going to be critical. But more importantly, getting people to think intellectually about policies. Don't vote based on emotion. Don't even vote on what you see on the TV. TV ads, mailers you may get in your mailbox. No, you need a lot more information than that. You need to actually vet these people, know what they stand for, and then be able to educate others about it. One of the things I know Rogers is talking about is supporting Donald Trump for president and his agenda. Deporting illegal immigrants. People that are here illegally, pack your bags, you're going home. Securing the border. Build the wall. finish the wall, actually do what you promised you were going to do back in 2016, but didn't complete. One of the other components to this is at the state level, taking back the Republican majority. For those of you who may know friends that live in the 103rd House District, we have got to make sure that they get out the vote for Lisa Tremblay to defeat Betsy Cofia. She wasn't my candidate that I supported during the primary. She won. She's the Republican. We have got to take that seat back. Right now in Lansing, folks, there's 110 state reps, 56 Democrats to 54 Republicans. If we flip that one seat here in northern Michigan, that one seat alone, we have gridlock. Whitmer's not able to push any of her agenda items for the last 2 years of her governorship. That's how important one race can be. We flip another seat from Democrat to Republican. Now the Republicans are in the majority, operating just like the Democrats have for the last 2 years, 56 to 54. Personally, I think there's going to be a whole lot more flipping than that. I believe it's going to end up being 58 to 52. They will have a major majority compared to things we've been operating under for the last 2 years. 58 Republicans, 52 Democrats, Whitmer's in trouble. She's going to have to deal with the Republican Speaker of the House, a Republican majority, and they will have control of the committees, and they will have control of the budget. That is critical. If we're going to slow down this agenda by this governor, it's get out the vote time for all the people you know. And they have to be educated, they have to be informed. So that's why we have these cards. That's why we're able to send them out to you. If you want to impact 1,100 voters in your community, text me cards. I'll send you the information. You can get them shipped directly to you, and you can just pass them out. Pass them out to 100 people to ask 11 people each some questions to get them to think on how to vote November 5th. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back. Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
By now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Again, text me cards, and I'll send you the information. You can get these cards mailed directly to you. We're going to throw in a couple of rear window stickers for your vehicles and some business cards for the radio station and the show. Just go to the website, acconservatives.org, donate $25. We'll put the package together, and we'll ship it out to you. Or you can just text me cards. I'll give you a text message with all the information, and you can click on the link right there on your phone. Now, like I said, tomorrow there will be an event in Sheboygan. I believe it's noon to 1:30 at the Sheboygan Opera House. And then tomorrow night in Alpena, a group of individuals have put together information for you regarding our elections, the process, what happens after you vote. I reached out to State Senator, former State Senator Tanya Shoemaker. She's going to be coming on the show tomorrow and talking about what they are doing, information that they are sharing with people around Northern Michigan. We'd love for you guys to be a part of it. So we'll have her on the show. I'm going to try to have her on, I think, in the first hour, perhaps 9:30 to 10 o'clock, get that information out there so you guys can be prepared to go at noon to participate at these events. Now, one other last little story I want to get in, and this is kind of interesting because one of the stories in MERS News Service this morning, as I was looking at different stories to talk about, the LEO, this is the Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity. Based on the Supreme Court ruling, based on information, Supreme Court decision over the minimum wage law also provides for employers to provide 72 hours of sick time if full-time employees work at a business. Well, they're asking for absolute explanations. Break down exactly what did the Supreme Court come out with in their ruling, their opinion, and how did they interpret the laws that the Republicans passed? Well, Deputy Director Sean Egan said that all employers will be required, at a minimum, to provide nearly 2 full weeks of paid sick leave. The only exception would be if they are federal employees. As of February 21st, 2025, the Paid Medical Leave Act will no longer exist. And employers then will have to deal with the Earned Sick Time Act. Egan gave the presentation to explain how the new act would work and answered questions. He said that the Labor of Economic Opportunity anticipates about 1.4 million workers will be a significant percentage of the businesses will be gaining sick leave time under the new act. Employees accrue time under the new act at a rate of 1 hour for paid sick leave for every 30 hours they work. For employers with 10 or more employees, that could end up being 72 hours of paid sick time. Well, if you work an 8-hour day, that equates to 9 days that you could call in sick and be paid to stay at home. Employers with fewer than 10 employees are required to provide 40 hours of paid time off and 32 hours of unpaid leave. So you don't have to pay for the whole 72 hours. 40 hours paid time off, 32 hours unpaid. Egan said the 10 employee threshold includes temporary employees, seasonal employees, and any limited time employees, including leased employees. That means if you contract with an employment agency and get a temp to come into your business, well, they're going to be entitled to it as well. Once you hit the 10-employee limit, meaning employees can accrue the full 72 hours of paid leave, you're in that for the remainder of that current year and probably the next year, unless you fall below the 10-employee threshold. So you know what they're basically doing here. If you're a small business, and let's say you have 12, 14, 15 employees, by setting this 10-employee change limit, you're basically going to force small businesses to say, well, that's it. We'll cut back on our staff. We'll basically go down to 9 workers. That way we're below the 10-worker requirement, and we can at least escape 32 hours or 4 paid sick days off of our budget. 40 hours of paid time, 8-hour days, you're looking at basically Monday through Friday. You're looking at a work week. But if you can get down to 9 employees, employers with fewer than 10, you won't have to deal with 72 hours.